Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Marks and Reese, we are back. Sorry, Jack caught me. I was mid-shoe.
L.
Right, exactly. Thank you. So, Ike, the Phillies tonight and the Mets, 2-5 on the Miami 7-game series. Terrible. We didn't really get into it at all because we had day after Phillies or Eagles game yesterday. But Rhys Hoskins got injured, and it was on a was it a dribbler, Jack?
That was a dribbler in front of the mound.
So Real Muto throws the ball like inside of the first base, and Rhys is trying to reach in with his glove hand to catch the ball, and his arm got tangled up with a runner, and immediately he had a weird reaction to it. You could tell he was in pain. Now, he stayed in the game.
Yes. He went 0-for-6 the next game.
Yeah, and then they finally took a look at it. They put him on the 10-day injured list yesterday. He has a UCL injury, which is more or less he's going to need Tommy John surgery to correct it, which would obviously shut him down for the season. And Jack was just saying it's thought – now, with a hitter, it's different than with a pitcher. But it's still – even for his left arm, it still factors in with the swing. So it's a 6 to 9 month injury.
Yeah, for hitters, it's usually 6 to 9 months. Yeah. So he would be out for the rest of this year and probably most of next year.
Yeah, makes sense.
Super.
So, I think he's been – Jack just mentioned the 0-for-6, but like when he – when he's streaky, and when he's hot, and he carried them for a little bit there, so not having him is going to hurt.
Well, just when he started to look like he was turning a corner.
He's weighed him down for a little bit there, too.
Yeah. It's always one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know, he's streaky, so. Phil's and the Marlins coming up tonight, but.
Yeah, this thing, believe me, the whole Phillies thing, sorry, Jack. Yeah, this ain't going to end well.
It doesn't seem like it, does it? Now, they're still in the playoffs right now only because they added the teams, right? I think they're the 7 seed. Right now, they're 23-23.
7?
Yeah.
And they were 5 last week.
Yep.
It's going the other direction.
Strong 5.
Gabe's creeping right up.
Oh, that's all we need.
Gabe's right behind
him. It's for San Francisco to get in, and we don't.
Or,
oh, my God.
Or even better,
one-game playoff.
Game 61.
Yeah.
Phil's Giants.
Now, that would be the best.
I might be rooting for the Giants.
Oh, my God.
Come on. It'd be fun. It'd be more fun if Gabe beat them, wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't. Be fun for Gilio. Wouldn't be fun for us.
Listen,
and fun for Gilio isn't necessarily fun for everyone else.
You let Terry Francona 2.0 go. It's trying to tell
you.
Oh,
God. Yeah, that was one of my favorite takes of the year. 2.0 gone. But listen, the Giants are right there, too. So leading off coming up at 6 o'clock, maybe with us, Ike, because Joe Gilio is stuck on the highway somewhere.
I mean, this guy.
Trying to get into work.
Yeah, we'll see how hard he's trying to get into work.
Guy's
been off for 5 days, has the easiest shift here.
And,
he's got to do 25 minutes of a show.
Yeah, it's like unbelievable the amount. It's very sad from Joe.
Y'all wrong, man.
Yep. So, Julia.
Man, sitting out there in traffic getting ripped.
There's nothing worse than when, like, traffic's one thing. When you're just sitting and you're not moving at all, that's.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing worse than standstill traffic.
That's the worst. All right, let's go back to the phones with Ingy in King of Prussia. Ingy.
Look, man, I'm a little bit confused. Are we talking about the Sixers game here, or are we talking about the Eagles game? With all these offensive turnovers, the defense not able to stop any team in key moments, a bonehead decisions by the coach, and what was it, a 27-point
Unanswered points,
yeah.
Unanswered run. Look, but there's one difference, man. You can't be like a five-year-old girl and be emotional about this game. Look, there's one big difference, and that's this team won a Super Bowl just a couple years back. And unless you think that was a complete fluke, and Ike,
yes.
This week, rest of this week, you got to talk about that championship run.
Why?
And tell them that is – they won that with fundamentals and that we still have that. It might be some remnants of that, but we still can build off of that.
Nah, that's been a problem. We caught lightning in a bottle. Thankful that we caught lightning.
Wait. You're saying that 2017 team was a complete fluke.
Well, I'm not going to say it was a complete fluke. Huh? I just said it was lightning in a bottle. That's not a recipe.
That's not a recipe for success. The NFL. There's no difference between a mediocre team like 8-8 and a Super Bowl winning team. You catch fire.
Really?
Right?
Sometimes it can happen. That's what makes the NFL beautiful. So you're right from that standpoint. My only point is that the way they built that team isn't the blueprint for success. You do realize a lot of those players were, especially the good ones, were here through trades or free agency. And they got older.
Free agents. No. How about the fundamentals of the O-line and the D-line?
Huh?
They brought in some free agents, like the running back, Ajayi.
Both running backs. How about both starting wide receivers? Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith.
I know, but Aguilar was still there, and he's productive. He had the tight end.
We didn't even want him until after that year. It wasn't prior to that year you wanted Aguilar.
Look, I'm just saying. I was going to hope that you thought that was.
Ingy thought he had something good cooked up
for you.
No,
Ingy, here's the thing.
I thought you were like the freaking Eagles fan club.
I am, but let's face it. There's a reason why they haven't been able to sustain that.
Right.
Because it wasn't built up in a sustainable way. I'm not saying I regret winning the Super Bowl. That's blasphemy. We caught lightning in a bottle. I'm happy we caught it. But winning the Super Bowl after your starting quarterback goes down, your starting left tackle goes down, your starting middle linebacker goes down, bringing in two receivers on one-year deals, basically, one- or two-year deals they did. Like, some of the things they did that year, it's because that 2016 team was so devoid of talent, they had to go out there and make all those moves.
Yeah.
Do we remember what the 2016 team looked like from a talent standpoint?
Well, the reason they signed Alshon and Torrey Smith, they had nobody.
Hold on. The receivers were Nelson Aguilar, Josh Huff, and Dorial Green-Beckham.
Bryce Treggs. Yep.
And Ertz hadn't turned into Ertz yet.
It's the Cincinnati game, Ertz.
Yeah, that was that year.
Ah, where he laid on a block.
You had Glass Matthews. Yeah. Remember, I used to call Ryan Matthews Glass
Matthews.
In
the Lions game and cost him a 4-0 start?
Yep.
Yeah. So that team didn't have a ton of talent. By the end of the year, we all recognized that. That's why they did the total makeover in the offseason.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you had said it. Like
Chris Long, Timmy Jernigan, all those guys came that offseason.
The Denver Broncos won a Super Bowl. They lost a Super Bowl. They won a Super Bowl. But that was a veteran team with Peyton Manning, right? Yep. That wasn't built to have sustained success. Whenever Manning was done, they were done.
They were done. Yep.
Right? Seattle Seahawks have been in the picture because they have a quarterback, and now they're rebuilding their roster. Right? Like the Patriots.
Yeah. And by the way, we all love Russell Wilson. But they haven't been a legitimate Super Bowl contender since they lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Been playoff team, but not
really
scaring anybody.
Playoff team, yeah, you're not scaring anybody.
And the Chiefs.
And by the way, they hadn't won a playoff game until they beat the Eagles last year with Josh McCown.
Yeah, fun. Chiefs are built to be good for a really long time.
Yes.
Really long time.
But even those guys eventually, I mean, how long are you going to keep Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce is 30.
Got to keep bringing in younger guys and everything else. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're thinking of getting engaged, you have to visit Mark's Jewelers and their 25,000-square-foot showroom online, marks-jewelers.com. We'll come back with the Marks and Reese text line and as many phone calls as we can get. It's Mark Sinariso on 94 WIP. But hey, listen, let's talk about football for a second. It was so nice to see the teams back out on the gridiron over the weekend, and that was just week one. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of week number two, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. That's right. You can place a $1 bet on any team. If that team wins, you cash a cool Benjamin. How can you pass that up? And if you're new to DraftKings Sportsbook, head to the app now to scout their latest offers. And when you bet with DraftKings Sportsbook, it's a sportsbook that goes wherever you go. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code Philly when you sign up, and you'll get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week two, bet $1, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code Philly during sign-up. That's for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. This segment brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, and we'll get to the Marks and Reese text line coming up here in just 1 second. Leading Off is coming up at 6 o'clock, which may be hosted by Marks and Reese.
Oh, it will be.
So it's the president's in town.
Who?
The president is in town. He's at the Constitution Center. So Joe, I believe, commutes via 95.
Huh.
And I've been caught when the president's been in town where they'll literally just shut down the highway and won't let you go anywhere.
Of course.
So that's probably
that's what they
where
do.
He
that,
is.
That's kind of what they told us in that email last night.
Yeah, I saw the same thing. It said Old City.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to figure any artery in and out of Old City. So.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, check your email.
Doesn't check his email. What a guy.
I mean, you've been off since last week.
Been off since last Monday.
So what was he doing? Drinking, smoking, strip clubs. What was Julio doing, man? Come on.
I mean, the guy takes off more days than
a family man.
I know, but how much longer can we use the family as an excuse? We got jobs to do here.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Would a family man be as diabolical towards Wentz as Julio is?
Did you see the picture of him and his son? His son was wearing a Wentz jersey?
I did, and I responded to him. And
it made me smile.
Later in the week, I'm going to tell I know Joe's listening right now. Let me tell you, Joe, you're not helping Luke's case with your nonsense. I'm just telling you that right now. I don't want to hold it against the kid because it's not his fault. He doesn't choose his parents. You know, he didn't know his dad is a Wentz hater. You know, he wants to be an Eagles fan and be like the rest of his friends at school.
See that?
Wear the Wentz jersey. He had his Wentz jersey on Sunday. I can only imagine what you were yelling at Luke while he had his jersey on.
Seriously.
Poor Luke's just trying to enjoy the ball game. Meanwhile, Dad's like, this guy sucks. Get rid of him. Where's Hurts?
It's the dad that's a Cowboys fan that wants you to be a Cowboy fan with him in
but
Philadelphia,
worse.
Right?
But worse. This is way worse.
It's worse?
Yeah, because it's our team.
No, what I'm saying is it's a Philadelphia Cowboy fan that's
right.
Trying to bring his kid along to be a Cowboy fan as well.
Joe's a Cowboy fan?
Elliot, I think, might be a Cowboy fan.
I think Elliot is a Cowboys fan. Yeah.
All right, let's
Oh, man.
Let's take one phone call here, and then we'll get to the Marks and Reese text line. Scott and Delco. Scott.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Scott.
What's up, Scotty?
Long weekend, but I'm hoping maybe you guys have friends with Philly PD. We could send them down to the link, maybe get Howie on neglect charges. I mean, that offensive line was criminal. That was brutal.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, so Scott from Delco is in our fantasy football league.
Uh-oh.
And he is the biggest friggin' Wentz apologist in the chat, because all these guys do is chat on the boards, and the notifications come to my phone. And Scott's like, how do you expect him to do anything with that offensive line?
Love you, Scotty.
Ah.
Right. Take care of the Bronco, man.
Well, you got a car coming at you the entire game. I think you're going to play like crap, don't you?
I don't think he played well. All right, and yes, the offensive line sucked, and Doug wasn't good, but he didn't play well either. So the excuses that you make are ridiculous. I'm not blind.
I could tell that, yeah, he definitely has seen better days, but to turn around and put it all on him where everybody knew walking into that whether it was him, the running game, the defense being on the field the whole game because of the O-line, that was going to be on them.
Mm. All right, Scott, we got to run. This is the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino of Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play the Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
Listen, we didn't have Lane Johnson. We didn't have Alshon Jeffrey. And we didn't have Miles Sanders. I'm still saying the Birds are going to go 13-2. People want to call me delusional? So be it. Tommy from down the shore.
What? Oh, God, that scared me. I didn't realize Tommy calls the text line, too.
He sounded like he was in the bathroom. Is he voicing everything today? Yeah, so Battle was not in today.
Oh.
Our normal voice.
That's right. I didn't see Battle today.
Yeah, so Tommy is, our backup voice?
Oh, my God. Okay, here we go.
All right, go ahead.
Here's a suggestion for the show. Have two times set the Twitter question of the day so it makes sense, and have John Fritz do the live read so we can understand him. Johnny, you can just flip-flop like you always do. Tom from Abington.
What am I flip-flopping on?
He took a shot at all three of us on that one.
But you're going to have to give more information on what I flip-flopped on. I mean, I very easily could have taken the route of being super negative on Carson. I do believe that he was the reason.
Well, that's what you want
to do. No, in fact, I don't. He was, I mean, if he plays better, they win that game. There's no doubt in my mind about that. But I'm also not, I'm not coming on the air and saying that he's gone in 2 years or being negative about it. He did a bad game. He sucked. So what? What's next?
10 minutes into breaking it down, and Trey Thomas has already outperformed the entire Eagles offensive line. Scott from Delco.
Scott, it was a great performance. It was.
It was.
But I don't know how much he had to live up to outperform the offensive line. What's next?
Man, it feels good to be a part of the show again. From the text line.
No, I guess we didn't do the text line yesterday.
Oh, got ya.
The text line feels neglected.
Yes.
A little bit.
Well, listen, there's only so much we can do when we have abbreviated shows.
Yeah.
So we're back at it today. What's next?
Give Giglio as many L's as it takes to shut him up for tap dancing on the Eagles and Carson's grave for the past 3 days. Mike in Birdsboro.
L.
I'm with you, Mike.
What's next, Jack?
Yeah, well, I'm with Ike on a Twitter question. He played the game. Jack did not. Jim in Marlton.
Backslide. Should have thanked him for his service, though.
Yep.
I mean, come on. All right, a couple phone calls here.
That's a good one. Matt might get fired. The fire Matt, man. Battle. We have to fire Battle.
No days off.
Yeah.
No days off. All right, Wade in Chester, but it's not. Is it the Wade in Chester?
It's the Wade in Chester.
The Wade in Chester. What's up, Wade?
Yo, what's up, y'all? Yo, I static as heck. I can't hear. It's like something in the background.
What you hearing?
It ain't my fault. It's like it's y'all got dial up or something. But it's all.
We have AOL. Though. Yes, that's what's.
It's all good though. I'm gonna adjust on the fly. I'm like Dougie Peterson. You know, I can do that. I ain't about nothing. I'm gonna still go and say what I gotta say, man. I was listening for the past two days. I couldn't get in because I knew everybody was calling and stuff. Maybe if I get a Wentz hater line direct connect, I can get right in or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the team looked bad. Wentz played bad, but. You know, Doug Peterson had the same game plan from last year when they played the Redskins. Beat them deep when Deshaun had that buck 50 receiving. Mm. Everything was deep, man. Like I said, I really can't hear y'all. But well,
that's going to be a problem if you can't hear us. Thank you, Wade. Thank you very much. With more attainable models than ever before, like the revolutionary 2021 A-Class sedan and the GLB SUV with option third row, there could be a Mercedes-Benz in your very near future. Visit your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer in person or online to schedule a private showroom appointment to see the complete lineup of vehicles. Ike in Southwest Philly. Ike, if you make it 30 seconds, go. Go ahead.
All right, real quick, I'm just saying that I think that they're going a little too hard on Wentz on that. Of course, he should have threw the ball away a few times, had a couple bad plays, but that's a team loss. Doug should have been rolling him out when you got too much pressure up the middle. The defense didn't play big in the big moments in the red zone. That's a team, and the receivers should have came back to the ball a few times. That's all. It's a team loss. It happens in week one. All I had to say.
So you're not worried, Ike?
Nah, because I don't think when you have no preseason and all that, I need to see a couple games before I see who this team really is, before I see who the league really is. You know what I'm saying? Like the Colts lost to the Jags. That's all I got to say.
Mm. All right, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, for everybody that's
– Frank Reich.
Oh, Frank Reich. He should be the coach. He may have lost to Jacksonville at home. Coming up.
There is no home.
Well, I mean, there's no home crowd. Well, there is in some places.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Remember, the Chiefs fans sure as hell showed everybody there was a home crowd before the game started.
Yeah, but we booed Santa Claus, so.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah, somebody brought that up.
Yeah.
Of course they did. Also, by the way, I just saw this, that for all you fantasy people out there that drafted Le'Veon Bell, he's already on the IR. The short-term IR. Because so now with COVID, you can do 3 weeks.
I didn't even know he got injured.
I guess it was his ankle.
Yeah, the Jets didn't either.
I mean, he's cooked. Le'Veon Bell injured reserve for a hamstring, so it's going to be a couple weeks. Also, Allen Robinson asked the Bears to trade him.
I got news for you. We need to take it light on calling somebody else cooked and injured. Have you seen this team?
Yeah, a third of our roster's cooked and injured.
Yeah.
So
left tackle.
Coming up next, leading off with Marks and Reese. Enjoy, Joe Giglio. Yeah. That's coming up next. We're out.
Hey, every drive starts somewhere, right? For First Trust Bank, their drive started in Philadelphia and continues to this day. As Philly's hometown bank for more than 85 years, they know this city's people. They understand their passions. Well, boy, have we seen that the last 48 hours. Now, that is why First Trust is the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. And they've worked with the team to come up with some really great Eagles products for the fans. And you can show your support for the Eagles with First Trust Eagles Checking. Or, how about this, their Eagles debit cards. First Trust didn't just make any type of debit card. They made an Eagles debit card that's as over-the-top as Eagles fans are themselves. It's black, it's made of stainless steel, and it feels pretty hefty enough to play offensive line. Boy, wouldn't that come in handy right now? You'll be impressed. No, you'll impress people everywhere with this card, except for those in Dallas. They'll hate it. Now, to find out all the great things that First Trust is doing with the Philadelphia Eagles, including Eagles merchandise discounts, monthly Eagles giveaways, and access to exclusive Eagles experiences, you need to go to firsttrust.com/Eagles. First Trust Bank is the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.